Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Demeter moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demeter. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wickersham. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham juggles the ball. That's an error on Wickersham. Buford scores. Ward moves to third. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Freehan attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Wickersham goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford strikes out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wickersham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Wood steals second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Freehan scores. McAuliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.